I think we passed.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Big news, a big place, and she is at it right now. It's the CES, the annual Consumer Electronics Show 2019 in Las Vegas, and viva Las Bridget Carey. Bridget, how are you?
Hey, guys. I'm on the show floor of this insane tech show called CES.
And I heard it was more insane. I heard it was more insane this year than it's ever been.
It keeps growing and growing, and there's more like weird tech and just massive things every day. You know, we've had press days for like a day and a half already, so I already feel kind of like overwhelmed with stuff. But it goes on all week, and there's always, you know, this is the kind of show where you always get the big, beautiful televisions, but then you also get like the really weird startups that try to solve your life problems, like keep you from snoring. So on one hand, when it comes to television, I would say everyone's jaw kind of drops on what LG is showing off. Sure, you're used to big and all new technologies make the screen better, but they have one that's rollable. Like, imagine a TV stand, like a little, you know, something that you would just keep as like a coffee table type of thing. And the TV just pops up slowly because it rolls like a poster underneath this thing. And it rolls up flat, and it goes up, 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 up. And then you can watch TV, and it goes right back down, just kind of like blinds or a poster hidden back into the table below. They're going to sell it this year, of course. I'm sure it's going to be crazy expensive.
So, Bridget,
they haven't told us
the price. Is the plus for something like that the fact that you can bring it from room to room easily, or is the plus that it can be?
No, this is going to be huge. No, this is more like.
What's the benefit in it?
Let's say you live in an apartment or something where you just don't want to have that TV just sitting there dark. You know,
yeah.
You want to maybe, you know, enjoy your life without a TV screen just sitting there. You know, so only have the TV pop up out of the table when you want it.
All right.
Can I tell you, with all the systems?
65 inches.
Oh.
That's not that big. 65?
Yeah, that's pretty big. You don't think so?
I have a 70-something TV, so to me that's chopped liver.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. There are so many things plugged into your TV that it takes you 20 minutes to turn all the components on. You're going to want to add time to, like, roll this thing out of the table?
It's pretty fast. It's just a push of a button. And the whole thing is that the screen is bendable. Obviously, it's curving like a poster underneath, you know, so rises within a few seconds. What I was thinking is, man, it going up and down, is that going to put wear and tear on it? Is it going to look like it's curved? They say it can take 50,000 times up and down. So if you turn the TV on and off, like, let's say 8 times a day, it'll last you 17 years. So I think that whole technology of having bendable screens is pretty fascinating.
Is the price outrageously high, or is it in line?
Oh, it's so outrageously high, they won't even say it. They call it the Signature Series for, like, rich people. So, you know, there's, in time, us plebeians can enjoy these features.
All right.
All right, what else is a weird thing you've seen at the CES 2019?
Well, the list goes on and on. I feel like there's a lot of robots that are trying to be your companion, and they don't all... Like a pet robot, essentially. There's one called the Lovebot, the Love Robot. It looks like a Star Wars pork bird thing that just rolls around, and it can sense your face and then come up to you and give you hugs. It's crazy how, like, everyone's trying to solve this problem of, like, what can we do for a robot pet? There's also ways to brush your teeth fast. Where you can brush your teeth in 10 seconds. It's something like a mouth guard. You just stick in your mouth, and quickly the bristles, you know, go over all your teeth for 5 seconds up and 5 seconds on the bottom row, and then you're clean. The ADA, the American Dental Association, hasn't approved it yet, but something to look out for in the future. And then there's a lot of tech for stopping snoring. I don't know if all of
I need to get that.
To
not that Jimmy Mac snores or anything, but oh my God.
Yeah.
There is a frightening mask. It looks like an eye mask that just keeps going over your nose. And if this person who's wearing it is snoring, it starts to press on your nose to open the airwave to kind of nudge you to turn around.
Oh.
Our reporter says, it smells like plastic in here. I'm kind of uncomfortable. rib cage, like a band, and that'll like vibrate if you're like on your back, which is probably a time when you're snoring. So everyone's trying something, like things to train yourself to be better, but yeah. I don't know how realistic they always are.
For the snoring situation, they should make a robot that has an elbow that just kind of nudges you when you start snoring. That might work.
Yeah. Bridget, a couple years ago,
a few years ago,
the Fitbit thing was was all the rage. You got to know how many steps you need to reach 10,000 steps. Have they upgraded that? Is there a new version of something like that?
Now everyone's after trying to detect your heart rate for arrhythmia. Ever since the Apple Watch did that with EKGs, and their Apple Watch is, what, $400. There's a lot of companies here who are saying, yes, we're our cheaper device. You'll also be able to detect heart arrhythmia or any sort of issues, although they're still sometimes waiting for FDA clearance. So it doesn't mean that they're actually out there yet, but they're kind of all coming out of the woodwork now, showing that, you know, more ways to track your vitals. And then there's just robots to help your life better, like a machine that can fold your shirt for you. So when you're done with laundry, you kind of like stick these shirts in the machine and wait a few seconds. They come out on the bottom all folded. I mean, I could go faster than this machine, and it's $1,000.
Wow.
But people are trying, darn it. You know, they're trying to make our lives easier. And there's also like a robot for your cat litter box. So your cat jumps in this thing that looks like a kind of like a dryer from like a washer and dryer. He jumps in, does his business, and the robot inside is taking care of all the clumps. You know, so it could self-clean the litter box. Although there's no price on that, I think some people may enjoy tech that can, you know, help them from cleaning up and doing these kinds of chores.
That's what I would like. The other stuff, it just makes you lazy. I can brush my own teeth.
Right.
I don't need a robot to do that.
Yeah.
We only have about 30 seconds. So the Consumer Electronics Show goes on each and every year in Las Vegas. Is this open to the public or no?
Well, actually, last year, some of it is. Although it's mostly reporters and the whole, you know, industry and everything, now a little bit is the public, too.
Huh. Can we see some great videos that you guys have put together at CNET.com?
Oh, boy, can ya. CNET.com. We have a live feed going up all day long throughout the whole week. So, we have a lot of fun stuff.
Super. We will look for that. She's Bridget Carey. Have fun, like we know you're not going to.
Try.
CNET Senior Editor Bridget Carey. You can follow her on Twitter, at Bridget Carey, Insta, at Bridget Happens, and go to CNET.com and look at all the live feeds. They have a smart diaper. It's a little thing that you put in your kid's diaper, so the sensor can detect whether there's number one or number two.
Oh.
Here's an idea. Just change the diaper.
Right.
This is a crazy world we live in.